This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
You know, the question I have for you is, there's so much you can do right now. You could expand globally. You don't just have to focus on the US market. You could go upstream to larger institutional clients. How do you remain focused? How do you remain so true to your vision when there's just all these opportunities you can go after?
So I think I'll come back to what I said earlier, which is having a very relentless focus on the customer needs and the customer suggestions. So instead of kind of having, instead of me coming up with ideas, basically, like you said, or you know, maybe I read them somewhere, I just look at the market. You know, I think that's good. I think that a founder of a startup should have a vision. And maybe if there's other verticals or horizontal expansions he wants to get rid of, that's great. But I think it's very important to also have a good sense of what the customers are using your platform for and where they would like your platform to go. And I think that's very hard to do if you don't have proper tracking of customer features, customer suggestions. So we've actually implemented a deal check, a very kind of methodical way of tracking customer feature requests. There's apps you can use for this. We've kind of have an internal tool that we've built fairly quickly. Every feature request that comes in from a customer is documented and basically upvoted. So if, you know, there's a ton of people asking for feature A, we will see that, you know, we'll kind of basically see trends. So it's important, you know, not just to, it's great if you talk to customers, you get their feature requests, but once we've actually implemented an actual tracking system for tracking these, you know, and some of these are small feature requests that we can just throw in a release. And some of these are very big ideas that our customers have that we can kind of see through their, what they're saying, you know, hey, they actually have this kind of much bigger expansion idea for our platform. So we take notes on all that, we record it, and we look over this list at our internal product meetings, or, you know, if we're just talking about a vision to a company, a lot. And we use that combined with where we want to see our company go ourselves to actually make our decisions. Whereas I feel like, you know, a lot of companies that I've personally seen grow into maybe not the right areas, I think they were too focused on where the founder or the board, you know, wants the company pushed, but that may not resonate well with their audience, or maybe they just, you know, there's a mismatch basically. And we've tried to incorporate both the vision that I have, that other people at our company have, as well as the actual, what the customer's telling us they want. And we combine that to kind of shape the direction of our product development and kind of major feature releases, because we don't want to just add some cool feature because we think it's going to be cool without any testing, or, you know, without kind of any understanding if it's even going to be used. But we don't also blindly just do what our customers tell us. You know, we analyze both together. We see kind of the trends and the thinking of our customers, combine that with our own ideas. And I think so far that has really created a good process, internal process that we follow to shape our, at least, you know, kind of near-term product roadmap and deliver, you know, and we release features and we get hundreds of emails saying like, man, you guys added exactly what I asked for, or man, you know, this is awesome. I always wish DealCheck did this. So it's just kind of, we're getting that feedback loop complete that, hey, we're actually adding meaningful, meaningful features, meaningful developments to our software that our customers appreciate. And that's just kind of telling us that, hey, I think we're doing the right thing here.
Yeah, especially at the stage you're at, product market fit is so essential. And even cementing yourself, making yourself even more customer focused is key. A lot of the entrepreneurs I advise, or I'm an investor in actually, face the same challenge, especially as they grow. And as a CEO, they naturally have to step back now because it's no longer five people. Now it's 20 people, right. It's 50 people, then 100 people. And I like the idea that you have about implementing systems and processes early on. I remember early on when I was running Vongle, it literally was, a customer wants this, let's build that out. You know, engineer would come in and engineer would talk to the customer directly, literally build out what they want. That does not scale when you have hundreds of thousands of customers and, you know, you have a team of developers around the world. You know, we had hundreds of employees at Vongle, and that was something that was a challenge because we didn't build process early on with product, and that was a regret. So I'm glad to see you're using that right now. The other thing you touched on that I think is really important is having a roadmap, but also when you get customer feedback, making sure that you're not just building for one customer. It's strategic. It's strategic. Exactly. Enough. If this is a feature one customer wants, is it just specific to that one customer, or is this a feature that will be useful across the entire customer base? Some of your customers are squeaky wheels. You know, they will put something forwards that probably other people also feel a pain point with, especially the ones that you've built a relationship with as a founder. And that's very important when you identify one problem and can sort of extrapolate and see this is a problem, you know, maybe 5 to 10% of the user base actually has, and it's going to grow. So very, very happy to see you doing that.